Hey everyone, this is Jason from the CreeperCast, and you guys are listening to Morning Announcements.
Today on episode number 333 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we're going to talk about Dave's pet peeves, and we've got a quick podcast success story.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we help you bypass the podcasting pitfalls as we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording to promotion, all points in between, because everything you need to launch a podcast, it's in one place, schoolofpodcasting.com. I would love to have you in on the conversation. It's super easy to join. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. You can also, there's a voicemail button on the left-hand side. You can click on that if you have a microphone, if you're on an iPad, and just leave a comment that way. Or you can leave a comment in the show notes for this podcast, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/333. Well, let's just jump right into it today. I'm going to sound like a grumpy old man today because I'm going to say, well, back in my day, about 5,000 times. And we're going to talk about podcasting pet peeves. And part of this was my buddy Ray Ortega, who you've heard on this show, did the Podcasters Roundtable, round five at podcastersroundtable.com. And before we get into these, I want to talk about the importance of reviewing your show. And we're going to get into pet peeves. And some of these you will find maybe if you go back and listen to your show. And I'm going to tell you some things. I went back and just kind of objectively try to take myself out of it and listen to my podcast from a new listener point. And one of the things I found is I listened, a lot of times I'll say, yeah, just use the SpeakPipe button. That's so silly. Now, I know what SpeakPipe is, and if you're a podcaster, you probably do, but the average Joe Schmo has no idea what SpeakPipe what? So I was like, no, use the feedback button on the left-hand side or right-hand side. And again, you want to tell people where to go. We'll talk about that as we go through here. I found that I forget to throw .coms on just about everything. So if I'm talking about my friend Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast, .com, I don't add that. Or Ray Ortega over the Podcasters Roundtable.com. I don't do that. Or I'll say something like, yeah, I was talking about this in Building a Better Dave. You don't know what that is. That's a podcast I do at betterdave.com. It's just where I kind of rant and talk about my family and try to make people laugh, cry, think, or moan. But I realized that, you know, the average person, I'm just talking to you like you are my friend, like you do know me, but some of you don't. And so when I say weekly web tools, .com, you know, logical weight loss, well, go to logicalloss.com. These are my other podcasts. And I don't mention this because I just assume because you're my friend that you know this. Oh, yeah, you know betterdave.com, right? So I did this by listening to my podcast, but not, don't go crazy with this because we can just obsess over audio quality, over video quality, over lip smacking and music and volume. And we can go way too far the other way with this, but it is good to kind of sit back from time to time and go, did that flow? Did that work? Maybe we should do it this way. Maybe we should do it that way. So that is one of the things we are doing today is talking about ways you can improve your podcast. And we're going to get to pet peeves in just 1 minute. Hey, want to keep you tuned in, want to let you know that if you're brand new to podcasting and you're just starting out, got a new website for you, schoolofpodcasting.fm, schoolofpodcasting.fm. Now, what this is, it's a streaming radio, so you can go over there, click on it, it'll open up in iTunes, it'll open up in Windows Media Player, things like that, and it's quick little blurbs about for people who are looking to start a podcast. Check it out. It's free to listen to, schoolofpodcasting.fm. Also, coming up in future episodes, we will be talking about cross-promoting your podcast. I'll be talking about ChristianHomeAndFamily.com. A new friend of mine, Carrie Green, We'll be doing some cross-promoting between our podcasts. I do one called Feeding My Faith at feedingmyfaith.com. And also coming on the show, I'm excited about this one. He does podcastingpassion.com. He's an airplane geek. Find him at airplanegeeks.com. The one, the only, Max Flight will be coming on the show here in the future. And a little later on in this episode, we'll be talking with Jason from the Creeper Cast. Right. Next up, we're going to get to podcasting pet peeves. Now, I mentioned that Ray Ortega does the Podcaster Studio, and unfortunately, I was so bummed that I could not get in on this episode. He scheduled it on a time when I just had some family time scheduled and just couldn't make it. So I'm going to go. I have a list here of about 20 pet peeves, and we're going to kind of go over these and get kind of my take on it in case you missed it. I will have a link again out at 333schoolofpodcasting.com/333. You can see this list. I'll have a link to where you can actually watch the video and get a little more of the why, a little deeper into that. But we're just going to go through these. And the first one is wildly varying volume levels. Now, you can get by with a different volume level, and it sounds good in your little studio, for lack of a better phrase. You got your headphones on, things are great, things are quiet. But when you get in the car and you have some background noise or people walking on a treadmill in a gym, all of a sudden that background noise starts to compete with somebody who talks really, really quiet. And then you talk really, really loud, they talk really, really quiet. No, you can't have that. And there's a program called Levelator that will fix that problem. It will take something that's really, really soft and boost it up, and take something that's really, really loud and kind of boost it down. If that even makes sense. It's going to boost it down. It's going to cut it back a little bit to match the one that was a little too soft. That works great if you're a little off. If you're way, way, way different, when it boosts that one that's really quiet up, you're going to get some hiss, but it's going to sound better than it did. But you always, we always say garbage in, garbage out. You always want your recording levels to be about as close as you want them to be when you start out. But this is a great little free tool that will make your levels even better. The second one, one of my favorite pet peeves of all time, Blog Talk Radio or TalkShoe. Their audio quality is just horrible. Caca, a poo-poo. And I always tell people, if Blog Talk Radio was a painter, they put very little paint on their paintbrush, and they then paint the wall very, very fast so that nothing really sticks to the wall. That's a way to describe their audio quality. It's just caca poo-poo. I won't spend a lot of time on that because if you're a regular listener to the show, it's just awful. And if you're new to the show, just trust me. Contact me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I can help you do something like Blog Talk Radio, like TalkShoe, live call-in, and I can help you with that. I'm actually going to be doing that a little. That's one of the things I'll be doing in 2013, probably, just to play with that, get a little more skilled in that department. But so horrible sound quality is a pet peeve. Number three is excessive mouth noise. Now, this happens when you have dry mouth, happens when you have super wet mouth. But we talked about this in the last episode, staying hydrated and actually, in some cases, eating green apples can keep you just in the right amount of hydration. The other thing where that comes into play is if you have your mouth right up on the microphone, yeah, you get kind of that cool bassy thing, but it also picks up all that stuff. So you kind of, you know, it's a catch-22. So excessive mouth noise, some people really, that drives them crazy. Number four is about profanity. Now, here's the thing on profanity. I'm not a big fan of profanity. I will occasionally, if something really, really, really moves me, I might use a sprinkle of profanity in the betterdave.com podcast. But that was many, many moons ago. I've kind of changed since then. But the key here is overuse and misuse. And they made a great point. They said profanity is a little bit like an exclamation point. And if you end every sentence with an exclamation point, it kind of loses its oomph, right? So don't go crazy. I know I've listened to podcasts and they just want to be, I don't know, so cool, I guess, or they think they want to be like Howard Stern. And Howard Stern doesn't even drop that many profane words. He's actually, don't get me going on that, but it's overuse. It's just effing this to effing F. If you go to a Metallica concert, they overuse the word, they overuse F-bombs. They just, everything is, hey, effing Cleveland, what's going on, you effing maniacs, and effing and effing and effing and effing. And I'm like, really? What are we, 13, cussing behind the barn? It's overuse and misuse of profanity. It takes the power out of the words, right? Number five. If you don't make it simple for your audience, this was actually my buddy Daniel J. Lewis brought this one up. Great thing. There's a great free plugin called PrettyLink. For instance, if I want you to subscribe in iTunes, I can tell you to go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, and you can click right there. It'll take you right to iTunes where you can leave a review and you can subscribe. I didn't say, hey, search for us on iTunes. Because that leaves the door pretty wide open that you may not find us, depending on what the name of your podcast is, things like that. Make it easy for people to do whatever it is you want them to do. Instead of saying, you know, look for our contact information on our website. Give them the URL. Give them the address. Give them the phone number, whatever it is. Make it easy for your audience. Number six, Ray was nice enough to read this. This is something I sit in with a bunch of other people. And that is get to the point. Don't throw away your first 5 minutes. Could you see if it was like, welcome to the 11 o'clock news with your host, you know, Biff Henderson. And he's like, hello, welcome to the 11 o'clock news. I'm Biff Henderson. Tonight, my dog was driving me crazy. He got in, he got skunked, and he came in. Later on, we'll be talking about the fire on Main Street. But right now, let me tell you about what I had for lunch. It just doesn't work that way. We blow, you know, hey, Jill, how's it going? Wow, okay, hey. All right, what are we going to talk about today? The news? Okay, let's get to the news, shall we? All right, we'll get to the news after that. Hey, wait a minute. You know, I hate Yahoo. Okay, what? Get to the point. I once listened to a podcast. I'm not making this up. I wish I could remember the name of the podcast. But I remember thinking, ooh, this is something I want to listen to. And for 17 minutes, they complained about their kids. They complained about their spouse. They complained about Bob Seger. This guy really hated Bob Seger, which I do too. I was like, yeah, I hate Bob Seger too. I've just heard him to death. But they never got to the content. At 17 minutes, I was like, okay, enough of this. Eject. Get to the point. Now, I'm going to throw in something here as well. Stick to the point. My favorite is when I tune into a podcast about podcasting and I hear about, I don't know, something that has nothing to do about podcasting. I understand Twitter will, you know, grow is a way to promote your podcast. But at the end of the show, I want something that's going to help me, you know, be a better podcaster. Something I can use. I want something I can use. Or my favorite, if you do a podcast about a TV show, and then you start talking about other TV shows. The people that tune in for TV show A don't want to hear about the fact that you hate TV show C. The podcast is about TV show A. That drives me bonkers because I tuned in for that. That's the name of the show, right? So get to the point. Stick to your point. And that doesn't mean today we're going to have a couple little tangents, I'm sure, because that's just me. But I'm like just flat out, hey, how would you feel right now if I started talking about guitars? I love guitars. I play the guitar, but you're like, well, how that is going to help my podcast? Wouldn't work. So, number seven, they said no easy way to contact the podcaster. This is horrible. I've seen people that there are two pages you should have on your website. About, which should have about the podcast. We'll talk about that in a second. And contact. Those are two. That's it. You know, you can have other ones, but the two that should be there, like the first day you launch your website, about and contact. So Daniel, again, mentioned a plugin called Cryptic, CRYPTX. Look for that in the WordPress plugins. And what it does is you can put your email address, but it basically stops it from being spammed. It's a free plugin. Number eight. Super long sponsor plugs. And so what this is, my favorite is I listen to a music marketing podcast. And they say, hey, before we start the show, we just want to do a little quick shout out. A quick, now what do you think when you hear a quick shout out? I'm thinking 30 seconds a minute. 4 minutes later, they're still talking about, oh, I can't even remember the name of the product because I just tune out. I'm like, ugh, can we get to the point now? No. And so be careful with that. Long sponsor plugs. And the other thing I would say on sponsor plugs, it's really tempting to record a plug and play it over and over and over. So that way, I read the text right. I got it. I hit all the bullet points. I'm just going to keep playing this one over and over. That can be kind of annoying. Because you're like, oh, here it comes again. And then by the time you've heard it the 17th time, you're actually saying it with the host. You know how much I love my Fitbit or whatever your sponsor is. Be careful having a recorded sponsor post. The other thing I want to point out while we're talking sponsors, if you're new to the show, I'm using an Electrovoice RE320, and at one point they sponsored this podcast. We actually bartered. They sponsored the podcast. I got the microphone for free. And they sent me the bullet points, and the bullet points were written from like a sound engineer talking about, I forget what it was, something with magnetic blah, 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 just uber super technical geeky stuff. And I finally wrote them and said, after one of my audience members said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I said, how about we say this? It's got great bass response and it's very, very clear. My audience will understand that. So make sure your sponsor verbiage meets your audience. All right. So enough about sponsors. Here's a great one. People who put on a podcast voice, right? Hey, it's Dave Jackson. We're going to talk a little podcasting, people. All right. Today, we're going to be talking about podcast peeves and all the things that drive you crazy. Right. And then you talk to me and I sound like this. You go, Dave, why don't you sound like this, dude? Hey, all right. The Electrovoice RE320. Because that's not how I talk. I talk like this. Right. And so we always say podcasting is about making a connection with your audience. And if you connect with them in a false way, when they meet you, you've then undercut your integrity. Because if you lied about your voice, what else did you lie about? Right? Okay. So don't put on a voice. Unless there is one exception to this. If you're doing a podcast in a character, that would be different. I talked with a comedian who's thinking of, he has a character that he does that is just this silly, uneducated kind of person. And he's thinking of doing a podcast in that character's voice where he would never break character. And that's one of the things that's the problem of that. If you talk like this and then all of a sudden you start talking about your phone number and you say, yeah, call me at 888-563-3228. People are going to go, well, that sounded funky. So there is one exception to that. All right. So just be yourself. Here's another one that I've done. I'm guilty of this. It's hard not to do. And that is apologizing for missing an episode. We talked about critiquing your podcast from a news user standpoint. So the first time they hear you, it's like, hey, I'm so sorry. You know, my car broke down. My mom's in the hospital. My dog ate my homework. And I missed last week. Get to the point. Right? So we, and if you're going to do that, now if you're like, look, I really feel bad. I missed an episode. Do it later in the podcast when your true fans are still listening. Got it? All right. Number 11. This is kind of, if you're going to have guests on your show, make sure they know how long they're going to be needed. So if you say to them, hey, I would like to interview you, probably take about 15, 20 minutes. But if you do a live podcast, which I don't recommend anyway, but we'll get to that in a future episode. But if you do a live podcast and they're going to be, their segment is 45 minutes into the show, they're going to be there a good hour, hour and a half. And you told them 20 minutes. So make sure your guest is prepared and they understand what to expect. Another thing, discussing things that are extremely visual in your podcast can really be kind of annoying to your audience or things that just you get distracted with. I'm guilty of that. I know in the past I've talked about the human sacrifices in my backyard or the dog barking, and many times these things are not heard in the podcast, but it distracts me and I bring it up and I bring my audience into that. And really that should be something that maybe you go back and listen to and see if it's even making it into your recording. Here's another great one. We'll talk about this in a second. Your podcast description in iTunes tells you nothing about the podcast. I'll be hitting this again. I'm going to be talking about one of my heroes just coming up. Growing up, I just was so into Van Halen. I grew up in the 80s. So to me, David Lee Roth, man. love David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth launched a podcast, and he does a lot of these. So I'm going to actually berate one of my childhood heroes. We'll get to that in a second. But one of the things is an iTunes description. It needs to think of this. Somebody has finally found you. If you could, talking about doing things visually, if you could do me a favor, just put your fingers up in the air, your thumb and your pointer finger, about a 3/4 of an inch. You're this close to having them subscribe to your podcast. This close. And here's your chance to tell them, here's why you should listen to my podcast. Here's how you're going to benefit. Right? This is how my podcast is going to make you feel. It's going to make you smarter. It's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you think. It's going to make you a better worker. It's going to make you more employable. It's going to do all these things. It's going to cure cancer. My podcast will cure cancer if you listen. And people put things like, yeah, it's two guys talking about nothing. Yeah, that makes me want to listen. So write your podcast description so people understand what to expect, what they're going to get from it, And, in some ways, maybe how they're going to feel or how are they going to benefit? What's in it for them is how you should think about that when you write your iTunes description. Because after all, who doesn't want to benefit, right? So we're going to revisit that a little bit. Here's another pet peeve of podcasters, not so much podcast listeners as podcast producers. And that is one of the easiest ways to grow your audience is to have a guest. Because in theory, if your guest is an expert in your field, they should already have some following. And so their followers come to listen to them be interviewed. And hopefully those then followers will then stick around and listen to future episodes of the podcast. However, if your guest doesn't promote your episode, it's kind of that's a pet peeve. So one of the things you can do is set this up. When you ask them for an interview, you know, would you like, I admire you, I like your book, I like whatever, would like you to come on the show. And then when they say, sure, right there, would you be willing to send out a tweet? Would you be willing to mention this in your email list? Would you be willing to do this, you know, mention it in your podcast? Set the expectation. And if they say no, then you can decide. At least you know what you're getting. So it is kind of a pet peeve. And if you are a guest on somebody's show, be sure to promote it. That's a cool thing to do. Here's another one. We're going to hit this a little later. When your website has an iTunes link, but no RSS feed, we're going to hit that one a little later and why that's important. Another one, excessive that are, it's here somewhere. Lack of preparation, I think is what, I don't know, causes that. Oh, my shoe's untied. Hold on a second. Just the whole lack of focus. And that's really, ums are caused by lack of preparation. What an is it's your brain is not happy with a long pause. And you haven't quite come up with the complete thought. And while your brain is catching up, your mouth says, oh, I'll fix this. That's why. So there are two things to do this. Number one, be better prepared. Number two, be comfortable with the long pause. Because here's the beauty of a long pause. A long pause is much easier to see. If you want to do editing, it's a lot harder because you don't know if an is the word or the word the. So if you have long pauses, it's easy to go in and kind of shorten those up a bit if you want to. You don't have to. Long pauses can actually help people pay attention because all of a sudden talking just stops. And people are like, hey, is there something wrong? I don't know if I would do, Paul Harvey does that, but I don't know if I, but just be comfortable with that. So excessive can be kind of distracting. Another one is people who obsess on the lack of feedback and they beg. And basically, when you are desperate, it's just not pretty. You know, or when you yell at your audience, well, I'm going to quit if you guys don't feedback. I believe I did this once with my weekly web tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. And looking back, I'm not very proud of that. We get frustrated sometimes. You wonder, you kind of want to go, hello, is this thing on? Hello. One of the things you can do, in fact, Daniel J. Lewis at the Audacity to Podcast, I will put a link to his show where he talked about ways that you can inspire people to get involved. And the bottom line is you got to ask for it. Mitch Joel, I think is his name, of Six Pixels of Separation, his podcast for a while was strictly based on listener feedback. Now, his podcast, almost to the point of annoying, was just him asking for feedback. He would repeat his email. He would repeat his phone number over and over and over and over and over. But he got a lot of feedback. So if you want feedback, you got to ask for it. And again, make it easy. Make sure you have a contact page. You know, it's always funny when people are like, yeah, I'm not getting any feedback. And you go to their website. There's no way to leave feedback. It's crazy. So don't go crazy with that. Another pet peeve. And again, this isn't really so much. It was a different one, but I'll mention it here. People who call audio on a website a podcast. Hence, if you're using SoundCloud? You can do that. I've got a video for that. I'll put a link to that out in the show notes at schoolpodcasting.com/333. And I'll show you how SoundCloud is not podcasting. It's putting audio on a website. And I show you how that's not a podcast, which is actually one of the other pet peeves. We talked about things that are very visual. If you're talking about something very visual in a podcast that the audience doesn't understand what you're talking about, wait till you see my orange sneakers. Oh, they're so orange. Yeah, that's kind of it doesn't work in an audio podcast. Here's another one. So right now, which one would you rather listen to? Dave's Pet Peeves or episode 333? Which one are you more likely to click on? And people do this all the time, or they put the name of the show. School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, episode 333. That's the name of the show. That's not going to make anybody click. And they already know it's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements because they're either in iTunes that shows them that, or they're on the website. So remember this, that the title of your episode is the headline. And when I was writing my book, More Podcast Money at morepodcastmoney.com, when I was writing that and I was researching books and authors and all this other stuff, they said 80% of the content that people read is based on their headline. And so don't blow your headline by putting in numbers, the name of your podcast, any kind of SOP kind of stuff. Nobody's searching for SOP. Why put that in your headline? Keep that in mind. Another one is using favorite words over and over and over. And we talked about listening to your podcast as a kind of critique. One of the things I listen to me, drives me crazy, trying to stop it, is the word you know. And it's my version of when I'm trying to say something and I just say you know over and over and over. It drives me crazy. That can be annoying. So those are some of the things from the podcaster's roundtable. Now we're going to get into some of my pet peeves. All right, here's one that I never understand. Wait, I have to blow my nose. Just a second. Okay, I'm back. I never get that. Never understand it. It's like, ooh, for behind the scenes, what? Hold on a second. I'm going to do this. I'm back. Don't get it. Don't understand it. Edit it out. Not a huge deal. Does it make me unsubscribe? No. But that. Here's another one. I just thought of this one because I'm actually thinking of unsubscribing to Greg Fitzsimmons. Greg Fitzsimmons, Fitzdog Radio. And I understand that some people like to be shocking. This is what I'm going to call a personal pet peeve. Meaning this one is very, as is the other one. These are Dave's personal pet peeves. I really don't care about your masturbatory habits. I really don't. I don't need that info. I'm happy that you love yourself that much. I really don't need to know that. And I really don't need to know that on a regular basis. I understand it's, quote, shocking. Ooh, we're being shocking. But really? We're going to play the waxing the dolphin card? Come on now. I don't want to hear about you beating the bishop and whatever, you know, just, it's okay. You can keep that information. Don't need to know it. I could handle hearing about your hemorrhoid. Don't really need the rest of that information though. So that is something for me that just, I'm like, really? We're going to listen to you. Okay, great. In a hotel. Got it. Okay, good. I'm taking notes now. My next one is what I'm going to call, it's actually two. I'll break them in. The first one I'm going to say, review of the review of the review. Now, can I stop the podcast here for a second? I'm going to peel back the curtain and we're going to go inside the mind of Dave Jackson, okay? At the end of this podcast, if you've listened recently, I've started doing what did we learn today? And the reason I do that, again, can we just kind of put the podcast aside? This is just me and you. It's no secret that I'm doing this podcast, and I would love to have you be a member of the School of Podcasting. That would be so cool if I could help you make a podcast. So really, this podcast is kind of a commercial, hopefully not too much of a commercial. I purposely try to not make it a personal commercial, but at the end of the show, as you're leaving, I want to remind you, hopefully, that you got something of value from this podcast. So I'll say, what did we learn? This and that. And hopefully everything I'm reminding of is something you can use. I want to give you something you can use, something that's going to help you make sure you get the right equipment, make sure you have better recording techniques, ways of gathering content, whatever it is. I want you to leave this episode going, wow, that was good. That guy delivers value. That's why I do that quick little review at the end. That's, if you wonder why, that's why. Hopefully it's not too salesy, and it's not, I try to do it quickly because of the pet peeve I'm talking about, but that's why I do that. Okay. So now back to the podcast. All right. So reviewing of the review of the review. And what I mean by this, I actually unsubscribed from a podcast because the person would interview people and then review almost every single answer. So they'd be like, so tell me, Nigel, what's your favorite color? And you'd be like, well, actually, I found out that if you mix blue and yellow, it makes green. And I love green. Green is an awesome color. It's been my favorite color ever since I was a small boy. I love green. And the host would then go, okay, so your favorite color is green because you liked and you found that out way back then, mixing blue and yellow. So tell me, Nigel, where did you grow up? Well, I actually grew up in Akron, Ohio. It's a lovely little place. I had a rot down from the rubber bowl, if you know where that is. And then later I moved to Cleveland, Ohio. And he's like, okay, so you grew up in Akron and then later you moved to Cleveland. I'm like, I heard it. Did you think I didn't get it? Why are you telling me what he just, you could cut your podcast time in half if you would quit repeating everything he just said. Oh, it drove me crazy. And I mean, it was like 90% of the time. It'd be like, oh, so what you're saying is, no, I got it. And it's a podcast. If it was confusing, trust me, I'll rewind. Get to the next point. Drove me crazy. All right. So that, again, personal pet peeve. I'm getting, here's the next one. I'm going to call this the 12 days of Christmas issue. Now, it is Christmas time as I record this, and I don't know about you, you know, on the first, a partridge in a pear tree. By the end of the song, are you not sick of a partridge in a pear tree? Because you've sang it 12 times, right? 4 calling birds, 3 friends, and 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree, right? You're just sick of it, and this is where I've listened to podcasts, and if you're doing, what if I did this right now? If I, let me go back to my show notes at 333. If I said, okay, wildly varying volume levels, horrible audio quality, excessive mouth noise, it's a podcast. I heard them the first 15 times you mentioned them. You don't have to, do you think I'm trying to memorize this? List of, you know, 13 ways that, you know, your social media will blah, you know, 7 laws of leaping. You know, 8 housewives fighting, 7 hookers hooking. No, I can't take it anymore. So it's the review of the review. It's a podcast. It drives me bonkers when I hear the 12 days of Christmas kind of review of the review of the review. I got it. Now, what I'm not talking about is if I say something like schoolofpodcasting.com/333, that doesn't take forever. And with that said, realize that your podcast is your podcast. I've been listening to Jay Moore. He's a comedian slash actor. He does a podcast called More Stories. And for whatever reason, at the end of his podcast, he's been starting to play music, some of his favorite songs, and he has a way different, very eclectic musical taste than I do. And I'm always like, that would be a pet peeve of mine. Excessive music at the end of the podcast. You're like, thank you, we'll see you later. And then your outro music lasts for like 40 seconds. Fade that stuff out, you're done. Right? Again, if you're forcing your audience to grab their device, whether it's an iPhone, if they're listening on their computer, something to where you got to go next, you know, don't do that. But you can, there's nothing here that says I need to change all this. You can always do your podcast the way you want to be, which is what we're going to talk about in our next segment. We talk some celebrities, including David Lee Roth. All right, next up, we're going to continue on with the pet peeves and things you can do to, again, help you avoid the podcasting pitfalls. And I got to tell you, when I was growing, I grew up in the 80s, okay? I played the guitar, still play the guitar, but I was a huge fan of David Lee Roth, the giant mane of hair. And we all my friends and I, we'd work on set. I have cassette tapes of cassette tapes of cassette tapes that just have interviews of David Lee Roth, man, from Van Halen. You are permanently plugged in to WMMS, Cleveland, man. So we all tried to work on David Lee Roth imitations. As a young paperboy, I would walk around the neighborhood trying to figure out how to go, ow! Right? And get that sound. I wanted to get the David Lee, ow! How do you get that scream, right? And it took a while. I loved David Lee Roth. I found him witty. I found him funny. Now, back to the podcast. What does this have to do with podcasting, Dave? He has launched The Roth Show. And if you find his podcast, and I'll have links to this out in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/333, if you find his podcast, it says the title of it is The Roth Show. You ready for the description? Here it is. Here's the description. Yeah, that's it. Whole lot of nothing. Okay, so that, and I guess maybe if you're David Lee Roth, you can get away with that because you're David Lee Roth. Okay, so people kind of know what they're getting. Maybe if you're above the age of 30. You probably know what that is. And he has album art. But the thing, here's another thing that drives me crazy. Pet peeve of mine. I have nothing against video podcasting. I consume my podcast on my phone. And in his case, some of his podcasts are 28-minute long videos, which would take me a week to download on my phone. So he's mixing his audio and his video in the same feed. You can do that. It's your podcast. If I ever do any kind of video podcast, which I am pondering that idea, maybe not, they take a lot of time. I will have this podcast be audio only and the other one be video only. I will not sneak videos in. Why? Because you're used to listening to audio. Now I might tell you, here's my video. Go check it out. And if you want to subscribe, it's your choice. You can. So he's mixing both audio and video. Now, the interesting thing is when you find his link in iTunes, you click on the thing that says, here's his website. Now, David Lee Roth's website is, as you might imagine, davidleeroth.com. But that's not the website he put. Now, to his credit, it points at the Roth Show RSS.com. Now, what's ironic about that is you have to scroll way down to the bottom to find his RSS feed. And here's a guy that he's only listing his show in iTunes. Now, I went and looked at my stats, and the School of Podcasting has 17% of its audience is in iTunes. Now, back in the day, in like 2006, that number was closer to 90. When I looked at my weekly web tools, it's like 43%. iTunes is not what it used to be. So in this case, let's go with 40%. That means 60% of your audience has to jump through hoops to get your podcast. So there's no description. And then the other thing is his listing in iTunes, he's got the episode title is like The Roth Show, Episode 2. And the title is Sarcasm and Tattoos. Now, instead of saying Sarcasm and Tattoos, it says The Roth Show, Episode 2, SAR. That's it. So you don't need to put the name of your show, because if I'm looking at it in iTunes, it already says The Roth Show right there. And if I see it on your website, I'm on your website. I know it's The Roth Show. I don't need to know that it's episode 2. You can put that in your track number in your ID3 tag if you must, which is what I do. But again, I'm not searching for episode 2. I'm searching for, you know, Sarcasm and Tattoos, maybe. Something like that. So that's another pet peeve that he is doing. So here again, there's no description. He's mixing audio and video, and his titles are horrible. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, I'm going to play you a small clip of his. I swear, we talked about getting to the point. And the interesting thing about David Lee, I think you just wind him up and let him go. But I swear, his podcast, this is how I would describe it. It sounds like somebody interviewed him, and then they went back later and cut out the questions. Because it's just like, and here's the, and he has this cool production music at the beginning. Hey, David Lee Roth, where are you? We need you, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like,
yeah, one of my favorite songs growing up was this. And everybody knows how that song goes. It goes, boom, chicka, boom, boom, boom. Everybody knows that song, right? You do that and boom, chicka, and like, what is he talking about?
I have no idea.
And then he, all right, you know, and then every day is the way. And he, what?
You have no idea. He just rambles.
Every white boy with a pair of sunglasses in my generation, and there's over 100 bazillion of us in the United States alone, knows the theme from Superfly. Dum 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 dum. Or maybe that's Freddy's Dead, we don't know, and it doesn't matter to us because we love the movie.
There's no point. And this is from a guy who used to hang on every word of this guy. I have no idea what he's talking about. Now, part of that is his charm. Part of it is kind of going, what is he talking about? And it's like a little puzzle. You try to figure it out, but I'm like, I don't know. So now let's move on, because I could talk about this forever. Jillian Michaels, another person, huge respect, phenomenal businesswoman. Nobody does fitness better than Jillian, right? But if you go to her website, if you go to her listing in iTunes, now, at least she has a description. Jillian Michaels, America's health and wellness guru, brings you The Jillian Michaels Show, an entertaining, inspirational, informative show that gives you tools to find health and happiness in all areas of your life. There you go. At least she has a description. She has album art. And if you actually view her listing in iTunes, she actually has, you know, great titles like Holding Yourself Back by Playing Out, or Making Failures Work, Taking a Good Look Around You, Jillian's Halloween Tricks and Treats, Jillian's Personal Health Kick, right? So she does all this stuff. Now, the great thing is, if you go to her website listed in iTunes, it's jillianmichaels.com. That makes sense. If you go there, it says, hey, new podcast. Click on it. What does it say? Click to her in iTunes. The only way, and every day on her Facebook, hey, I got a new show out. Listen to us in iTunes. You are cutting out 60% of your audience. Here's the fun thing. If you talk about, we talked about doing things that are very visual in a podcast. Let me just explain this to you. I'll put this in a video out again at schoolofpodcasting.com/333. If I want to listen to Jillian Michaels on my phone, this is what I had to do, because I cannot copy and paste this. Here's her RSS feed. http://content.everydayhealth.com/JillianMichaels/podcast/jm-podcast.feed.xsl. I have to type that into my phone to listen to that. Do you seriously think 60% of the world is going to do that? Silly, silly celebrities. And Jay Moore was doing this with his network. I love Ralphie May. I think he's a funny comedian. And somebody got to Jay because they fixed that. Thank you, whoever got to Jay and told him that. Appreciate that. But these are people that are relying on their names, which makes sense. They're famous. Jillian Michaels, David Lee Roth. But the bottom line of podcasting, it's a relationship. You're building a relationship with people by meeting them every week, 2 weeks, every month, whatever your schedule is. And it's a time-shifted conversation. You're making it harder for us to get that time-shifted conversation. And I guess the flip side of this would be, well, if you're listening, it's because you really want to listen. That's true, but I don't think most people are going to go through the steps to get your non-RSS feed or your non-iTunes feed, your RSS feed, into their phones, into whatever reader they're using, because they don't want to use iTunes. iTunes is kind of a memory hog, and most people aren't going to go through that. So that's another pet peeve of mine. And I thought it was funny. Even here's the other fun thing. On the David Lee Roth show, on his website, the rothshowrss.com, a guy who's only listed in iTunes doesn't have a button for iTunes on his website. I don't get it. So those are some pet peeves of mine. And again, we'll link to these out in the show notes, schoolofpodcasting.com/333. And I'll put a link there to the original Podcasters Roundtable that I couldn't attend. If you want to watch that, because they get into a lot more of the why than I did. And they mentioned it wasn't just them complaining like I'm doing today. It's them complaining, and then they would give maybe a solution to some of their pet peeves. But now we're going to get into a success story. And we've always said podcast success comes in many flavors. Some of us, we just want money. Some of us want fame. Some of us want to be seen as an expert. And we've, in the future, we're going to be hearing from Fred Castaneda from The Struggling Entrepreneur. And today we're listening to Jason from the Creeper Cast. But really the question is, you know, because of my podcast, blank. And whether kind of doors it's opened or people you've got to meet or money or what, you know, there's all sorts of different ways to benefit from your podcast. So that's kind of where we're headed. You think you got an answer for that or?
Oh, man, there's a lot to answer for that.
That's good. I'd rather hear that than no, I don't. So
yeah, that's one of them questions of it's hard to know where to start with that, actually. Okay. My podcast, when I first started, I did quite a few podcasts. I was one of them people that kind of got a little overzealous at the beginning and wanted to podcast about anything and everything that came to my mind at the time. So at one point I had too many podcasts.
Yeah. I think we've all been there.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to pare it back down. And the one that really took off with me is my Creepercast podcast, which is a horror-based podcast for people that are into thrillers and horror film genre. And with that, there's been a lot that's happened with that. I've had the pleasure of interviewing many celebrities, including Barry Bostwick, who many people will know from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
And he also played the mayor on Spin City with Mike Fox.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which actually came about kind of interestingly because somehow I went to the Seattle Crypticon and I was able to get passes because of the podcast. I was able to be able to talk to a bunch of people there that were in horror, you know, all the way back to the 80s, including PJ Souls, who has, in my opinion, one of the most iconic death scenes from the movie Halloween.
Hmm.
And when I came back, there was an email waiting for me by the makers of the movie Some Guy Who Kills People. And they were asking me if I would review their film. And I'm thinking, did I meet them? His name is Ryan Levin. And I'm thinking, did I meet him at the Crypticon? I couldn't remember. I didn't. And it ended up he just liked the podcast.
Ah, very cool.
So he was following me and he followed me for almost a year. This is almost a year after we started the Creeper Cast. And he decided that after he made this film, we were one of the first people that he contacted to review his film. We did. We got to see it. It just came out to the public this past September. We got to see it a whole year before that and talk about it and talk to him and talk to some of the people that were involved with it, including Barry Bostwick. So from that interview alone, it's one of them. Once you get to kind of interview one person that is a celebrity or, you know, even not even a full celebrity, but pseudo celebrity, you kind of work your way up the line.
Sure, because you can say, when you go for the next level person, you can say, well, we've interviewed so-and-so, and that just gives you credibility.
Exactly, and that's kind of how we're at now. So now we're up to interviewing people almost on a we try to stick with a monthly basis so that we don't have too many people at one time because we want to stick with our film reviews. And so it's really great, and now they're even, like I say, many of them are contacting us, saying, you know, hey, I've got this great film. Would you check it out? You know, can you interview us? You know, they're using us as promotion too, which we love because now it's a two-way street rather than just us asking them all the time.
Well, you are an official influencer at this point.
Yeah, I think so. I don't like to say that myself because it feels like I'm, you know, kind of patting myself on the back. But certainly it's getting there. And this is what we wanted the whole time.
Well, and to me, it always goes back to the power of the niche. It isn't just a movie podcast. We've scaled it down to one genre. And so if you're a director or if you want, you know, if you have a horror movie and you want to get to that horror audience, you got to go through Jason now. You know, you have their target audience.
Yeah. And where we've really actually even narrowed that niche even further is we tend to specialize now more in the independents. The ones that don't have the big, you know, the big budget behind them for advertising. And so they're coming to us, you know, because they don't have that advertisement. But in my opinion, as we've been reviewing more and more films, that niche is something that we're really getting passionate behind. And we tend to call ourselves less of reviewers now and more of ombudsmen.
Well, how long have you guys been doing the CreeperCast?
We started in July of 2010.
Wow. So that's not very long. A little over 2 years, I guess, at this point.
Yeah. And when we first started, we were actually kind of hit and miss because we didn't really know how to podcast. I have a broadcasting background, so I know how technically the gear works and how to do stuff. But as far as setting it up and organizing and keeping a schedule, we didn't really know. That was a learning curve. So our first year, we were kind of all over the place. And what we ended up doing is eventually we, you know, virtually got on, had a meeting because my co-host lives in a different state than I do. So we do it every week on Skype. Mm-hmm. And we said, okay, we need to nail down, and it has to be one day a week at a certain time. And we have to make sure that we do it every time at that time so that we don't miss. And the way that we were able to force ourselves to do that was to actually make it a live show.
So let's talk a little gear and technology. How are you guys pulling off recording a live show?
Well, what we do is there's quite a few different iterations that we went through. And when I was in Oregon, I had the most beautiful setup, in my opinion. I had two Skype computers, one for my co-host and one for whoever my guest was going to be, if we were going to have one. And then that Skype computer, the second one, was also a call-in if they needed the phone in. Then I had another computer that I used to stream out to Mixlr.
Okay.
And then I had my last computer, which I used for both recording onto Adobe Audition and for my sound effects, my sound card. And all of that ran into a Mackie, 1620i FireWire mixer.
Wow.
And so it was a great, great setup in there. I had my office and everything. And right now what we're doing is because of the transition in the move, I had to learn how to pare it down. So I don't have the room right now to get out all of that gear. We're in the process of buying a house. So I'm currently in a little apartment, and I have to set up my gear when I need to podcast and break it back down so that my 1.5-year-old son doesn't tear everything apart. So what I did is I broke out a 10-year-old Behringer Eurorack MX602A.
All right.
That I've had for years. This used to be my old video mixer when I was used to do live video places, or live to tape, should I say, live to drive. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this mixer, for being as cheap and as small as people say about these, this thing is a beast. This thing has survived everything. What I have in here is I have my mic going into one. I have my Skype going into the other, and now when I want to bring on a guest, I just conference it in. And then I have my record outs going to a Zune H2.
There you go.
And I have my main outs going to another little laptop for the live streaming.
Oh, there you go.
And all of that works out great. And, you know, I just every time I podcast, it takes me about 10 minutes to set up. And I'm good to go.
Any tips for new podcasters that you'd like to share?
You know, the biggest tip that I would say is, first of all, you just got to go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have no idea where your life is going to go with it. You know, when I first started with this, not only been able to meet and been introduced to all of them, but my current job that I have as the media coordinator at a community college, I learned after I got the job that it was because of podcasting that put me over top of everybody else.
Yep.
If you want to do it, just do it. Don't worry about the equipment. Like I say, I've been able to do it with a $800 mixer, and now I'm doing it with a $45 mixer.
Well, where can everybody find your podcast?
Yeah, we have two podcasts that you can listen to by going over to creepercast.com. That's the Creepercast podcast for all of your horror genre needs and wants. And then we also have the Walking Dead Week in Review, where we talk about AMC's The Walking Dead, and that's at creepercast.com/TWD.
So there you go. Jason is getting to meet people that maybe to you, when you're like, who? Butch Patrick? Who? You know, you don't know these. But to Jason, that's like a big deal. Right? I got to meet this guy from whatever. Freddy Krueger. Okay. To Jason, that's like a rock star. That's his David Lee Roth. And that's a cool thing. And that's just some of the ways people are benefiting. You know, and you are seen as the media. So you can get a media pass to some of these places. And now he's seen as an influencer. People are contacting him and they want his opinion because he knows he has their target audience. So what did we learn today? Well, we learned that there are a lot of little things you can do to make consuming your podcast easier for your audience. We call those pet peeves. We learned that starting a podcast, you can benefit in many ways. And one of the ways is meeting people that are very important to you and growing a community of people just like you that are interested in the same things that you do. And we learned that just having your podcast listed in iTunes, yes, that's great, but you're missing out on a big chunk of your potential audience. And if you're looking for somebody to help you walk you through the rest of this process, there is one place on the internet that has everything you need regarding podcasting. That is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can actually go over there. There's step-by-step tutorials. There's resources. There's music. There's graphics. There's all sorts of things. Other thing I should mention, just to keep you in the loop, the Audio-Technica 2100 microphone is now $43. The price has actually gone down. It's a great microphone. And you've got little old me there to let you know about things like that, that, hey, here's a great thing. Also, speaking of buying microphones, if you are not a fan of PayPal and you're like, you know, I joined the School of Podcasting, but I hate PayPal, I can now take your credit card over the phone, and I actually will be starting to create some equipment packages because some people just hate PayPal. I realize that. Again, all about your audience, and I have a way to do that now over the phone. Now, if you don't have a website, please send me an email with the phrase quick start because I will send you the details on how, if you order hosting through me for your website, I'll actually set up your website, install the plugins, and give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. If you're like, but Dave, I already have my website. What do you have for me? Use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, and that'll save you 30% out at the School of Podcasting. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you got something out of this. I would love to have your feedback. Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com is the email. 888-563-3228 is the voicemail. You could also use the voicemail button out at the website if you got a microphone plugged in. It sounds really cool when you do that. Or you can leave a comment out at our website at schoolofpodcasting.com/333 is everything that I mentioned. And again, if you want to join the School of Podcasting, just go over to schoolofpodcasting.com and click on the Join Now button in the upper right-hand corner. So thank you so much for tuning in. Go live a life worth podcasting. And everybody on the East Coast, stay warm. As I look outside the window now, we've got snow on the ground. Yippee, yahoo. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And I will see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Have a blessed week. And until next week, class is dismissed. I will see you on the inside.